Is Guelph about to hit a literal growth spurt? On Tuesday, City Council is set to consider officially launching a building height study looking into where taller buildings could be allowed in the downtown core and elsewhere in the city. The downtown height study will identify areas in the downtown secondary plan where additional heights can be considered to achieve the existing density targets for downtown, explains a staff report. This work is not intended to significantly increase the density target or number of residential units planned for downtown, but rather will provide flexibility in how the existing density targets and units are achieved. As it stands, there are 4 spots in the downtown where buildings up to 18 stories tall are allowed, and 2 of them have already been built that way: 160 McDonnell Street and 150 Wellington Street E. Then there's the fire department headquarters property at the corner of Wyndham Street and Wellington Road, along with the currently vacant parcel across Wyndham, fronting onto Wellington, former home to a gas station. Under existing rules, buildings throughout the downtown are capped at differing heights in various areas. Much of the core is limited to 6 stories. Though the study is to look at the entire downtown area, several areas will be carefully considered for taller buildings. They are areas south of the Metrolink's rail tracks, wider streets such as Norfolk, Gordon Street, Wyndham, and McDonnell, larger parcels of land that might more easily facilitate transition, and lower topographic areas. In addition, the consultant will develop built form standards for tall buildings for the entire city to provide design direction for private development of these types of buildings throughout the city, the report notes. This document will provide sufficient direction to architects, developers, and city staff to assist in the evaluation of urban design briefs, site-specific zoning bylaw amendments, and planning applications. The concept of a height study is not new to city staff or council and has been the subject of info displays at various city events in recent months. Public input can be provided during council's December 10th meeting, which begins at 4 p.m. inside council chambers at City Hall. In addition, a public open house and statutory public meeting are tentatively planned for February, with the final recommendations to be presented to council for consideration in April.